The band Church's new song takes a stand against mansplaining. Video games? For COVID long haulers? There's a chance they could help. And we're joined by the host of the What's Your Sign podcast to talk all about astrology.
It's April 20th, 2021. Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shyla Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily.
Shyla, today's a good day.
It is.
Let me tell you why it's a good day. One, we just found out that Ted Lasso, second season's coming back in July. They dropped a trailer today, and this is so exciting because it hasn't even been a year
at all. I am so pumped. This show,
since the first season ended. Yeah.
Yes, it was like my happy place during quarantine, and I need this. I don't want it to go anywhere, so I'm so, so excited.
Okay, but that is not it. This is the most perfect thing I've ever heard of, and I just never imagined it happening. But basically, Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo, who is her writing partner, they wrote Bridesmaids together. Are writing a Disney film about Cinderella's evil stepsisters.
Iconic. Honestly, it's like I'm here for these.
So
I am here for these villain origin stories. And I mean, in the original, they were already like really weird characters. So yeah. This is
and how
great.
Funny are they in Brandy's Cinderella? The evil stepsisters are iconic.
Yes,
they're the
but
stars.
It's like, if they're not gonna play them, I'm just.
I know. I need it so bad. All right. So moving on, the band Churches has a new song called He Said, She Said that protests mansplaining. Here's a little snippet for your ears. Lead singer Lauren Mayberry noted that she'd been reflecting on a lot over the course of the pandemic and that this song was in response to all of the messaging she'd been told throughout her life. She explained to Variety that those things manifested themselves in different ways. For example, quote, "Be successful, but only in the way we want you to be. Speak up for yourself, but not so loudly that you steal men's thunder. Be attractive, but only for the benefit of men, and certainly don't be vain. Strive to be the hot, sad girl, but don't actually be sad in a way that's inconvenient for anyone. Be smart, but not smart enough to ask for more than what you're being given."
God, this just like, oh, it hits so close to home. I feel like, you know, women are always forced into this like dichotomy of like, you have to be the best of both worlds, essentially. And it's so unrealistic and not fair because it's not expected of men. So this is a really powerful song.
It is. And, you know, I'm usually not a fan of songs that are soapboxy, you know, when it's just like a little gimmicky and stuff. But I'm like, I don't mind when the song is good, and the song is good.
There you go.
I feel like this is one of your songs where you're like singing to it, dancing to it, and you're just having a good time. And then you like take in the lyrics and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is actually really smart and relatable. And it makes you appreciate the song so much more.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, it turns out that video games could actually be prescribed to help with cognitive issues suffered by COVID long haulers. Faith Gunning, a neuropsychologist at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, thinks the Endeavor RX video game might be able to help with those who lose focus easily and are confused. The Endeavor RX video game is the first video game to be approved by the FDA as a prescribed medical treatment, specifically for kids 8 to 12 who have ADHD. Gunning told The Verge that she thinks the video game could be useful, stating that in previous studies unrelated to COVID, quote, "What we found is that those people do show changes in their brains. We show that there is improvement in connectivity within brain networks that support attention and executive skills, and we have some preliminary data showing improvement in mood."
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is scary. We do not know a lot about the effects of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, like, and more is going to, we don't. And more is going to be coming out. You know, I feel like at the beginning we focused on lung capacity and what that might be. You know, it's hard for people who used to be runners running now, but there's a lot of talk now about depression and brain fog and how long those things will last. And so this is awesome. This is a great thing. And it just makes me hopeful that people are, you know, like, it's not like, okay, you have the shot in your arm and now it's done. It's like, no, people are
still
paying attention or like, yeah, exactly.
To, yeah. You know, and like something that's, I would hope, accessible, like video games, you know, and enjoyable and fun for people. So yeah, this is fantastic. And I am excited to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so everyone, if you felt a little different this morning, if you felt a shift in the air, that's because it is officially Taurus season. Woo! It's Shyla's season to shine.
That's right. I am at my most powerful. Everyone be on the lookout. But we are finally leaving the impulsive Aries season behind, woof, and moving into something a little more stable and dependable, if I do say so myself. And today we're breaking down what we need to be watching out for this next month with two of the hosts of the What's Your Sign podcast, Julia Loken and Lisa Shunnu. Hi, Lisa and Julia.
Hi.
Hi.
So before we jump into Taurus talk, I wanted to bring up something I've noticed. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but there seems to have been a renewed interest in astrology during the pandemic. It's all over TikTok. So do you think that this is just a new generation discovering it, or is it something more like looking to find understanding during this time?
I mean, I think it's both. I think it's hard to say if which is one or the other, which is the more powerful thing. I think people are coming to astrology for both reasons. I think also just kind of TikTok specifically has grown in popularity, and people have figured out that they can deliver information in a really succinct, like active way. I think astrology is pretty big on the internet, on Instagram and Twitter, but I think that there is like a younger generation that really is obsessed with TikTok that is now also getting into it because just TikTok's growing.
I also think that the astrologers of now have done a really amazing job at framing astrology as less of something you have to quote unquote believe in to use, and kind of framing this thing as like a way to see your potential, or, you know, examine your friendships, and in that kind of more armchair psychology way where we get to kind of have fun with it. Because I think, you know, this is kind of like a resurgence of the 60s, 70s kind of astrology world, where I think maybe it was a bit more of like framed as like you follow what your horoscope says. And I think that's less of now.
Yeah, I think also we're just trying to figure out ways that we like have things in common if we're not going to be defining ourselves by more traditional kind of things of like your gender, your race, your class, your this. We can connect in all of these ways, and we don't like being kind of held in by those boundaries. I think astrology is a really great way to be like, this is a thing that we have in common that isn't as oppressive as these other things.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it even gives you like, it helps you explain yourself to others.
Yeah.
I think about like the Myers-Briggs test and how people are like, I'm an INTJ or an EFP, whatever. And I'm like, I'm a true Taurus, you know, and hopefully people know what that means.
It is. It's a language. It's a shorthand. And it's like, we talk about it on our podcast a lot of like, these are shortcuts. These are like a cheat code.
So, you know, as we mentioned, I am a very proud and true Taurus. And today is officially the first day of Taurus season. So how would you describe this time of year?
Ooh, you want to start with that, Lisa, as the resident Taurus?
Well, I'm a Taurus representative. As well, and it's actually my birthday tomorrow.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
So I'm really excited. I feel like there's some good energy coming. You know, Uranus has been in the sign of Taurus for some time. So we're seeing a lot of astrologers have a little anxiety about the sun coming to conjunct Uranus. There might be some unexpected in the air right now, but that's okay because Taurus, they're chill. Taurus is represented by the bull. Bulls, like, they can carry a lot. They can walk through water. They're like, they're pretty strong in all aspects. They're sturdy. They know also what they can handle. So I think that's a good like motto for this time of year. It's just like, remember like not to carry more than you can carry.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by Tauruses. I mean, both of my podcast co-hosts are Tauruses. I have a ton of Taurus friends, and I feel like the Taurus is one, as a Sag sun, that's one that you read about that says you're not supposed to be particularly compatible, but I am surrounded by them, and it's one of the things that kind of first drew me to astrology to like learn more about it, because I was like, if we're not supposed to get along, why are all of my friends Tauruses?
Okay, that's a good question I have. How, because I feel like, you know, it's like, I feel it's a double-edged sword. Like, you learn about who you can be compatible with and stuff like that. But how do you, like, when this way of thinking is telling you that you shouldn't be compatible and you are, what do you like say to that?
I mean, I think anyone can be compatible. What is compatible is the better question. Are you looking for something that goes together really naturally without any issues? I wouldn't say that that's necessarily compatibility. That's ease. That's like similarity. And I think that we conflate compatibility with ease and similarity instead of saying, well, how do these things work with each other? All of the elements work together. We see it in nature. We see it in each other. There's not like one type of person that's allowed to exist. And you don't get to decide who all you interact with. So it's more about understanding how do these things work together instead of do they work together?
And it's like what you brought up before of saying like a cheat code, you know, it's just like you have that code right now of how to make it work, etc.
No, I was just going to say that I think like sometimes with bulls, you know, Tauruses, like a lot of them together, they always say like can butt heads, you know, and that can affect compatibility as well. Like, I mean, my mom and I, today's her birthday. She's a Taurus. My best friend and I have the exact same birthday, just a few hours born apart. Like, but we butt heads a lot, you know, but we're also still friends. So I think what you said is totally true.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of horned animals that are walking around carrying shit on their back.
Well, even that thing of like butting heads, because that's what I was going to say. I love Taurus energy and I'm very defensive of the kind of like stereotypes of stubbornness and materialism and that, because I think that it gets framed incorrectly a lot of the time. I think that the bull is a symbol of the Taurus sign, and thinking about like pulling a cart, you can't like stop and start. Like, you need the momentum going forward. And there's also like, if you're carrying a bunch of stuff, you kind of can't be rushed. And I think that that's where that stubbornness comes from. And I think that is Taurus energy. It's like taking the time to do all of the steps necessary so you can actually enjoy the finished product. You're not going to step away and do a half job when you could finish it today and get to have a day off tomorrow and take a nap and rest and enjoy your body and do all of those experiential things.
I think
I'm going to use that the next time I'm sick and stubborn.
Well, for sure. And also, you know, it's stubborn when it's against, and it's loyal when it's, you know, when you're on their side.
So I loved you talking about like stereotypes before, because, you know, like I follow a lot of astrology meme accounts and stuff like that on Instagram. And it really like tries to sum you down into one word, you know, like, I don't know. I know a lot of Capricorns hate how they're portrayed on Instagram because it's just like, you love money. And it's like, okay.
And then and other things, any color but cool that gets picked for Capricorn is always just a black stone onyx or like
any
outfit. It's like, okay, well, yeah, everyone loves a monochrome, but you know, there's more to it.
There is. So what I want to know is like, I feel like the stereotypes for Taurus is like stubborn, likes nice things, likes to be comfortable, naps and food. That's what you see like a lot. Are there, and is there like a surprising thing about Tauruses that you think like doesn't really get talked about enough?
I think the food thing is one that gets completely missed. Like, I think for sure Tauruses like food. That's like, but I think it's more of the like connection, sensuality. You're using all five senses when you're eating for the most part. And I don't think Tauruses like just want to eat to eat. Like, I think there's that kind of notion. And it's like, nah, they want like the best cooked piece of fish. They don't want like a over rubbery, like cod, you know what I mean? Nothing against cod, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like you want like a nicely cooked, like a well, like a right. Like something done right.
I think Taurus energy is all about enjoyment. And it's like whatever it takes to actually enjoy what you're doing. That doesn't mean that you're going to enjoy every step of it. Because I think whenever I hear lazy, I'm like, that's not any of the Tauruses I know. The Tauruses that I know are hardworking, but they also know how to be present and enjoy the time when we are not working. It's like, no, did you know if you put sea salt on your chocolate chip cookies, you can really taste that chocolate? Or like if you hand whip this thing, then you get this extra frothy frosting. Or like, or even like, did you know you can ask for this at a hotel and they'll give you like extra blankets or something? Just like how to really get the most out of what you're doing, how to not miss those steps.
I am learning so much about myself right now. And we're going to be talking about Tauruses even more right after the break. Welcome back. We're talking with Julia Loken and Lisa Chenu of the What's Your Sign podcast about Taurus season. Okay, so I want to know what kind of things all of us, not just Tauruses, should be focused on during this time. Are there any areas of life that we should be paying attention to or putting extra energy into?
I mean, there's so much to harness in Taurus season. I think certainly a lot of the social justice work that's been going on, we need to stick to our guns, remain fighting. Taurus is a good time to stay. So, you know, if we're fighting, if we're protesting, whatever we're doing in the social justice sphere, like, this is a good time to stick to your guns on those things. It's also a great time to apply what you know, have patience. Let's enjoy living. I think that's a good motto for this season.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Taurus is ruled by Venus, so it is a time to think about our values and our resources. How are we using what we have? That can be our money. How are we spending it? Where are we spending it? What are we spending it on? But it's also our attention and our time and our physical body. Like, we can't do, you can't do everything. So are you making sure that the things that you're doing are the things that are important, are the things that are serving your longer term goals?
I also think that with, you know, more people getting vaccinated, it seems like there is a bit of a rush to, you know, get things back to normal. And I think this is a good time to remind yourself what parts of normal we really want to get back to. And what are those values? What are the things we really miss the most? Who are the people we really want to see? How can we do it safely? How can we go slow? Decide what things are comfortable. Not everyone's ready to do every part of coming back into the world. Not everyone's fully vaccinated yet. So kind of taking it slow on those things. I know there's a lot of stuff we all want to do, but kind of just reminding ourselves of, it doesn't have to be like a ranking system, but what do we value? What did we miss the most when we were stuck inside? Those kind of things.
Okay, so I've got one last question. You know, outside of Taurus season, there are some key dates coming up, but I need to know, what is the deal with this pink super full moon?
Yeah. The pink super full moon, huh? Well, the pink,
that's a name.
Fantastic name.
When we have a full moon, it's the opposition of the sun and the moon. So the sun being in Taurus, the moon will be in Scorpio. And Taurus, if we kind of frame Taurus as what is my stuff and Scorpio as what is our stuff, I think there is a discussion that needs to be had about what is shared and what is personal. And Scorpio is kind of that sign that pulls things out of the darkness. So I think, you know, this can be that fight that's, hey, we can't pretend not to talk about this anymore. And I think we're seeing that on a community scale, you know, with a lot of the issues that the U.S. is facing right now, racism, gun violence, the system of policing, the imprisonment system, those kind of things where, you know, they do affect us on a community level as well as on a personal level. And I think there is a lot of vibe of like, hey, like, we can't just keep doing the same thing and expecting things to change. I do think that when we have two fixed signs, the danger becomes that both of them just want to dig their heels in and kind of say, my way, my way, my way. So if you're feeling a lot of pent up energy on that day, if you're having fights in your personal relationships, the idea is be willing to hear the other side. Even if you know you're right, even if you know you're right, know that the other person thinks they're right too. So it's about what can you do? Where can you go? Instead of playing devil's advocate, getting angry, or, you know, going back and forth, back and forth.
So I think that with those two fixed signs, like Lisa was saying, it is very much like, if we keep doing the same thing, nobody's getting what they want anyway. So why don't we mix it up? Why don't we just go with one of our sides and see what happens? Because if we don't try something, if something doesn't give, we are just going to keep butting heads. We're going to keep just having the same fight over and over again. We might get some big news revealed. We might have things come to light about how our resources are being used, about what our values are actually, how they're playing out in the world, and seeing kind of the discrepancy between what's mine and what's ours, and where, you know, inequity exists, which we've been seeing all this year. So it also, I think, you know, again, with all astrological things, I think that people get scared that it's going to be this thing that we're not expecting, when really it kind of is a natural culmination of what you've been observing in the world already. And it's just kind of an idea that, like, hey, yeah, if anyone's been paying attention to anything, we know it's pretty tense right now. So it would be likely that we're going to see some sort of crescendo point that isn't necessarily bad. It just is a thing that needs to happen in order for the cycles to continue.
And, you know, I'm definitely going to be looking out to see what happens next. But yeah, I just want to say thank you so much both for joining us. This was amazing. I learned so much.
Good.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, in the words of Lana Del Rey, get over here and play your video game if it helps you out.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed coming to you daily.